We've got reports of people quite high up in the regime itself actually turning against it and joining the protests. We've got reports of the interior minister having joined the protesters. The ambassador to the Arab League has done the same thing. He's announced his position is with that of the protesters. We've got the cases of ambassadors to separate countries doing the same thing. We had the case yesterday where the Libyan ambassador to India has actually announced his resignation on the BBC, live on television. We have also the report of large sectors of the military joining the protesters. We've got the case of the military in the second largest city, Benghazi. They seem to have actually joined the protesters, and they've declared Benghazi to be a liberated city from the regime. So in a sense, we've got, I think, all of these developments pointing in one direction, where there seems to be a consensus among the protesters and many sectors within the government itself. They're reaching the point where I think they're just fed up with 42 years of this dictatorial regime.
With the challenges that your organization faces, how are you able to investigate all these human rights abuses?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think that the issue is it's quite difficult initially because, as you can see, there's a bit of a media blackout. But there are resources, you know, in which we can rely on. There are people on the ground with whom we can, you know, try and get in touch. Obviously, with the ongoing protests, it makes it a bit difficult because there's always the potential for people to be arrested, people to be sometimes even, you know what I mean, maybe tortured or killed. In the case of Libya right now, where we've also got the issue of, again, similar to what happened previously in Egypt and Tunisia, where they're actually shutting down, and even in Bahrain, actually, just last week happened the same thing, where they're intentionally shutting down the internet, shutting down communication services in such a way to prevent them being able to get the message out. And I mean, as I said, in Saif al-Islam al-Qaddafi's address, he kind of, one of the things he focused on and blamed the revolution on was, quote-unquote, people abroad operating via the internet and Facebook. He actually named Facebook. So I think, in a sense, it's a bit of a sign of desperation on this. It's part of the government to really blame the internet and modern technology. I think that they are all living in kind of a medieval mentality where they can't actually deal with these changes, which are ongoing now with the technological advances, which allow people to actually communicate and get their message out.